Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tommy Lugauer.
We spare no expense with production
around here. All right, let's go. Tommy Lugauer.
Lugi.
888-808-1019 is the number to call. As the Subway Series ends for the regular season and the Mets take 2 out of 3 in this round at Citi Field, series tied at 3 for the season, which... I don't like this phrase, but people love to use it, kissing your sister. I don't have a sister, but I wouldn't want to kiss her anyway, even on the cheek. I'd probably just want to give her a hug because you don't want to miss. Well, what if you miss? I mean, people talk about that all the time. And I've seen people, you know, kiss their family members on the lips. I don't care if it's for 1 second. I don't care if it's a peck. That's contact on the lips that you don't want to make. But a lot of people say it's kissing your sister. So if you want to go with that, you could go with that. So the season ends 3-3 as far as the Subway Series. Mets take 2 out of 3 this weekend. And we'll get into both teams here. And I want to start with the Yankees first. We'll get into the Mets a little bit later with the positive Tommy, of course. But as far as the Yankees, and if you heard me last week, I told you I don't think the Yankees are a championship team. And they go on to lose 6 in a row. They get swept by the Blue Jays. They lose the first two of this series, and you saw a lot from the Yankees over this past week, what I said on last Saturday, my concerns with this team. Now, the defense was good today. Bellinger's play is a play of the year, and I think the throw was better than the catch. I mean, the combination of it was just tremendous. It's going to be a top five play in baseball this year defensively, and you know Bellinger's great on D. He could play anywhere on the field, and he's been a bugaboo and a pain for the Mets all season long. He has hit big homers. This play today defensively was tremendous. Overall, though, the Yankee defense stinks. It's not very good, and it's a problem, and it reared its ugly head a lot in this series. Yeah, you take today's defense and you say, all right, great play by Judge on Marte, and then Bellinger with one of the plays of the year, I think, when it's all said and done against Soto. But overall, the defense is just troublesome. It's just not very good. The bullpen on the Yankees is not good at all. They survived today. I mean, Tim Hill is very good, and Williams is always an adventure. Leiter, not very good. Loaisaca, not very good. Luke Weaver, who was a great story and at one point was the Yankees' best reliever. This is last year. This year, the wheels have fallen off with him as well. Now, the one thing I will say about bullpens, and we've seen this, they're like field goal kickers. They go through ups and downs, and that's within a season or year to year. So right now, a weakness, we saw this with the Mets last year, could turn into a strength for the Yankees. But as we speak, the bullpen is not very good. The defense is not very good. They are reliant on one player. That's Aaron Judge. And oh, by the way, I don't have to call him King Aaron Judge. So for all you rats out there that want to rat me out to, well, you can't rat me out to Evan. I think he's in France right now, or Paris, as rich people would say, Paris to the rest of us. Evan's on a 2-week excursion in Europe. So if you want to rat him out, or rat me out, I should say, to Evan or Marash or Tiki, you can't, because I don't have to call him King Aaron Judge on the weekend. The Yankees are relying on one player. They are. And Jazz is having a good year. He made the All-Star team. But the Yankees go as Aaron Judge goes, and that's not championship baseball. Now, as far as the manager, and I know that people are going to scream for his job. If the Yankees had lost this game, it would have just been, I wouldn't have been able to hold people off. And I'm not going to hold you off. You want to call and scream and yell about Aaron Boone and why he should be fired. You have that right as an American citizen, as a Yankee fan, as a sports talk radio call-in person. You have that right. But I also have the right to tell you that he's not getting fired. Forget fired. There is no hot seat for Aaron Boone. There isn't even a mild seat. You know when you eat like buffalo wings and they have like the heat chart and it's hot, very hot, inferno, whatever you want to call it. There isn't even a mild. He's honey barbecue. I mean, he's basically a dry rub that you don't get any heat off of. There is no hot seat for Aaron Boone. And that's part of the issue. With the Yankees, I think there's a complacency that, all right, Aaron Boone is a guy that we are comfortable with as the figurehead. Positive Aaron Boone, as I like to call him, reading off a teleprompter after the games. It's all right in front of us. We're the best team in baseball, even though we've lost 6 games in a row. Everything's fine. The players are great. We're all great. Everything's great. Which is essentially ripping off positive Tommy. And that's your positive Aaron Boone. And Boone will make decisions with the bullpen and strategy that will leave your, you know, head to be scratched. And it's just the message that he has for the players. You lose 6 in a row. One would say, I don't know, no biggie. And that's Aaron Boone's mentality. And I think that trickles down to the players. So for anybody or those of you or all of you that want to call and yell and scream about Aaron Boone, there's no hot seat. There's no shakeup. There's no major change coming from that department. Will there be moves at the deadline? Yeah, because the Yankees have a lot of issues. They have issues in their lineup. Anthony Volpe right now is just, I don't know what more I could say. I feel like we're piling on. He sucks. He is an automatic out. He is a rally killer. He is an inning killer. He is a disaster. Right now, it's just not good. And you want to tell me this is another guy in the long line of overhyped Yankee prospects? Perhaps. I think the book is still, or the jury is still out on that. Still a young player. You've seen flashes. There's times where you think, all right, Volpe's going to be a nice, solid, fringe all-star. Right now, he is awful. You could arguably bench him. That's how bad it is. Especially when you look at the Yankee lineup. When you have a lineup, if you had a lineup of 8 guys that were rocking and rolling and hitting, you could live with one guy that's just not getting it done. Maybe you say, all right, he plays good defense, or we want to get him going. We don't want to rock his foundation. We don't want to take him out of it mentally. So we're going to keep putting him out there. He's a young player, and young players can get ruined, although we've seen a guy like a Brett Beatty that's come up, come down, as far as the minors, and he's still, you know, chugging along. But every player is different. And we know the Yankees in a lot of ways, as far as with Aaron Boone, they run a country club. They do. I thought Aaron Boone should have been a lot harsher with Gleyber Torres last year. I said that a lot on the radio. I think that even when he sat him down or publicly got on him, it was in many ways too little and sometimes too late. And we've seen how Gleyber has flourished since he left the Yankees, which I think is just a change of scenery. Guys sometimes need that. But if you're looking for, you know, Aaron Boone to give you the harsh dose of reality, it's never coming. It's just not. It's just not the way he manages. Yeah, he'll go after the umpires. He'll get tossed like Mendy got tossed today. And you know me, I never get nuts with umpires. I don't like, I know that fans love to criticize the umps. Oh, the strike zone was terrible. I just don't like to do that. That's just not something that I, as a fan or as a talk show host, like to engage in, because it's like complaining about, I don't know, traffic. And many of you are sitting in it right now as you are traveling back home from your 4th of July weekend plans, whether you were DTS down the shore, whether you were in the Hamptons, wherever you were this weekend finding some water, and the weather was tremendous. You can't ask for better for 4th of July weekend. You're likely sitting in traffic. And I could sit here and tell you traffic stinks. We all know traffic stinks. And we can honk our horns, which...
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The horn is just a frustration button. It has never actually moved traffic. A horn is there really to prevent accidents and to let people know, hey, you on the bike, move. I don't want to hit you. But in reality, the horn has become a frustration button. So complaining about the umps or officials in the NFL is just honking your horn. It's frustration. So I don't like to do that. Now, Mendy got, you know, rung up at the end of the game today. He was tired of it. And I would say that the umpiring left something to be desired all weekend long, especially behind the plate. But that's what it is. It's for both sides. And you can scream and yell and go around in circles about it. It really doesn't and shouldn't have that big of an impact on the game itself. But when I look at this series and I look at the Yankees who stopped the bleeding, and they had to. They had to throw everything against the wall. This was Game 7 of the World Series for them. Not literally, but when you're on a six-game losing streak, when you lose four in a row to Toronto, a team that is on fire, they can't lose a game, when you lose the first two to the Mets, and you have Fried on the mound, and the Mets are going with a bullpen game, which seems to be, you know, the norm, and the Mets rotation will work its way out, and this is why, and more on this later, when the Mets were going through what I call a little bit of a rough patch, I always kept my positivity because I look at the rotation and I say, this is not what it's going to be. They're going to get Senga back. They're going to get Manaea back. They're going to add a pitcher or so at the deadline. And for those that, and I heard it this week, but I'm not able to chime in at length on Evan and Tiki, I heard some callers criticizing David Stearns and the way he goes about, the way, you know, I call it the island of misfit toys with the rotation. Oh, he shops on the clearance rack. Oh, this is a mistake. It's a failure. You can't do this. Well, hold on. Senga got hurt. Manaea got hurt, and Griffin Canning got hurt. And oh, by the way, Canning was pitching great before he got hurt. So when you lose three starters in the rotation, McGill out as well, you can't criticize the plan. It's more that pitchers get hurt. They get injured. It happens. Clark Schmidt got injured. And oh, and we will discuss this, I'm sure, because Marash will come out guns blazing tomorrow on this. Clark Schmidt should not have been pushed to complete that no-hitter at the time and now. Going for Tommy John surgery. He's going for Tommy John surgery, and you want him to throw 135 pitches just so he could complete your Saturday afternoon by the pool and you can watch a no-hitter? It's a manager and an organization's job to protect the pitcher. It's not like Clark Schmidt just all of a sudden got hurt and needs Tommy John surgery. That's sort of a accumulation type of thing. And he's often injured. But you have to protect the player. It was always about that. It wasn't about a no-hitter or not a no-hitter or baseball's changed or this, that, and the other. And it has, but it's your job as a manager and as an organization to protect your pitchers. And that's what Aaron Boone did there. Now, Schmidt obviously going for the Tommy John. You wish him the best and the speedy recovery. Starting pitchers get hurt a lot. It doesn't mean they should throw 130 innings for a no-hitter. If you really want to have a deep discussion on it, we won't because it's a little bit of old news as far as the no-hitter stuff, but it's back to the surface because of the injury. This starts when they're younger pitchers. You have to totally change the way pitchers are developed, how many pitches they throw through, you know, high school and middle school and little league and college. You can't just one day because you're aggravated and you want to harken back to 1987 and say, well, this is not the way it used to be. Well, it's the way it is now. And if you're 5 hours into your drive to Florida and you realize you left your phone on the counter, you can't just snap your fingers and get back to your apartment. You have to turn around. You have to go back. And then you have to go, you got to say, self, you talk to yourself. You say, self, how do I avoid, this is basically, I'm acting like I would never do this, but my wife would definitely do this. She wouldn't fix the issue either. She would just have the problem countlessly over and over and over again. More on that in a little bit, because she had a doozy this weekend. You have to start going, all right, let me write things down. Like every time I leave the apartment, I go, keys, wallet, phone. No joke. I say it out loud. Keys, wallet, phone. Because really, when you leave your apartment, those are the big three things that if I leave one of those behind, I'm in trouble. Now, obviously, I need to put pants on, so I don't want to walk around in my underwear. You know, if I'm walking around in my underoos, that's probably an issue too. But I don't think that's necessary to say. Like, if I ever walk out of my apartment, I'm not wearing underwear and pants, then something's wrong. Like, something happened. So I don't feel the need to remind myself, Tommy, or positive Tommy, or Loogie. I don't say, Loogie, are you wearing your pants? I don't need to say that. But I always say, keys, wallet, phone. So it's something that I've trained myself. So you have to train these pitchers to be able to handle the workload that pitchers of the past used to handle and didn't get hurt as much. Some of that is DNA. Some of that is genetics. Some of that is certain pitchers can just handle the load. But Tommy John, unfortunately, the surgery has become a big part of baseball. But that's where the Yankees are at with the rotation. Schmidt hurt. Heel, we'll see what happens. We know no Cole. Carlos Rodon, another guy I gave you last week. When the chips are down, I won't say Max Fried because I don't want to anger Yankee fans too much, although he has not pitched well in his October starts, and I think when the chips are down, he will struggle, but I'm not going to get crazy about it today because he's had an unbelievable first half. Cy Young favorite, him and Skubal neck and neck in the American League. Carlos Rodon, when the chips are down, will wilt. You know it, I know it, we all know it. He's just not built for it. So when you look at the Yankee rotation along with the bullpen, that can snap out of it, but right now it's not very good. And the fundamentals, something that bit the Yankees in the rear end last year, the Dodgers spent, and I know it was mostly their scrubs, but they spent an entire offseason making fun of the Yankees for it. And here we are, you know, a year later or the next season, and it's still the same tired stuff. They are a bully team. Now, they didn't bully today. But they are a bully team because I think that you look at this game and you want to say, all right, break down this game today. All right, the Yankees played great defense, which they did. All right, the bullpen was able to get a lot of outs, which they did. They were able to win a close game, which is not really the Yankees' forte. They're more of a bully team. So why don't we just look at this game? Okay, but it's a small sample size. If you look at the big picture or big sample size with the Yankees, They are a bully team. They wear you down. They get the starter out. This is usually against bad rotations. They face the not-so-great middle relievers, and they run the score up. That's what they do. And they pad their stats, and they score 20 runs, 15 runs, 12 runs, 11 runs, 16 runs. And then they play Toronto, and they implode. And they don't win the close games because they don't do the little things. They hit a lot of home runs. Okay. Chicks dig the long ball. I was told that as a kid. And I would imagine they still dig it. But the bottom line is, that's not what wins championships. Home runs help, especially with guys on base. But if you are overly reliant on that, and the reason that you hit so many home runs is because you beat up on weak pitching, especially in games where you're pouring it on, and the managers have no choice. All right, we're going to go with our less than stellar relievers. And that's where you see these big games from the Yankees offensively. When you face tougher competition or tougher pitching, which is what you're going to see in October, whether it's from a Houston, whether it's from a Toronto, whether it's from a Detroit, etc. Seattle has great pitching. You have to do more than just hit home runs, because those home runs are going to not be as plentiful when we get to the postseason. And that's something that's a roster construction, and that's something they're going to have to do at the deadline. They're just going to have to add, and I feel like you've been saying this forever. Now, they've tried through the years, and LeMahieu was really, really good before he, you know, his body broke down. Benintendi, they brought in players that don't fit the all-or-nothing mold, but somehow, some way, it always, Volpe, you would hope he could be that type of player. But you have guys that are just all-or-nothing. Jazz Chisholm shouldn't be. And again, he's going to the All-Star game, but he's been that type of player this year overall. And that's just not winning baseball. So when you look at top to bottom, I said it last week, and I stand by it this week. And that was before they lost six games in a row. I don't see a championship team here. There are championship pieces. Judge, of course. Fried, of course. Dominguez, who, although swinging on 3-1 the other night with Judge on deck, that was a choice. But he has the potential, we know that. And he's starting to see that potential blossom. Jazz All-Star team. Bellinger, not the MVP that we've seen in the past, but he is a jack-of-all-trades that can help you. He's one of the few players on the team that could go, you know, 0-for-5 and still help you win a game. Saw that today. Goldschmidt, who has had a wonderful career, probably a borderline Hall of Famer, don't think he'll get there. He is starting to, he still is great defensively, but he is starting to get to a point where I thought he would in come July and August, and that is not being the most productive offensive player. There are a lot of holes, there are a lot of issues. You take a deep breath today if you're the Yankees or a Yankee fan. But the reality is, coming off the Subway Series, which you lost 2 out of 3, tied for the year, 3 wins apiece, you get a day off tomorrow. So it's not mass hysteria. It's not mass panic. It's not fire everybody, you trade everybody. But it shouldn't mask the problems either. And there are a lot of them.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio?
Try brushing and flossing your teeth.
I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.